Good morning. Welcome to the news from the Yuma Sun. This is Marcia French, your volunteer reader here at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today is Thursday, June 19th. Some of the articles that I'll share with you today include the weather, City Hall is closed today for Juneteenth, some court proceedings, two Meet the Candidate interviews, I have two obituary notices, sports doesn't seem to be anything current, so we'll move on from there. And we'll start with the weather. Today, Thursday the 19th, 114 degrees for the high, 78 degrees for the low, sunny, no chance of rain in any of my forecast, and winds from the south at 12 miles per hour. Tomorrow on Friday, 110 degrees for the high, 75 for the low, winds from the southwest at 14 miles per hour. Saturday the 21st, 105 degrees for the high, 73 for the low, sunny, of course, winds from the south at 13 miles per hour. Sunday the 22nd, 100 degrees, 73 degrees for the low, winds from the south-southwest at 7 miles per hour, and Monday's high is forecast to be 101 degrees and sunny. City Hall, as I mentioned, is closed for Juneteenth. This notice is by Jose Butzen, Sun staff writer. In observance of the Juneteenth federal holiday, Yuma City Hall is closed today. There will be no changes to residential trash collection or curbside recycling pickups for homes inside the Yuma City limits this week. Residents may still use the city's website, yumaaz.gov, while City Hall is closed to read official city documents, register for parks and recreation programs, and more. Additionally, a 24-hour self-serve kiosk is available outside of the building's main entrance at One City Plaza for utility payments, cash, credit, debit. Requests for non-emergency services such as street repair, graffiti, vandalism, streetlight outages, road sign repair, and more can be made with the Yuma Click and Fix app or at the city's website, yumaaz.gov, holiday trash schedule for all holiday-related closures and pickup schedules. Next, the driver in an Interstate 8 Border Patrol checkpoint crash appears in court. Hearing continued to next month. This is by James Gilbert, a Sun staff writer, from June 17th. A Yuma man charged with a high-speed crash that critically injured two Border Patrol agents at an Interstate 8 checkpoint appeared in Yuma County Superior Court on Tuesday, where a judge granted a continuance and scheduled his next hearing for later this summer. Rogelio Sanchez, the driver of the vehicle involved in the October 2023 incident, appeared by phone with his attorney, Michael Bernays. The hearing was held before Judge Darcy Weed, who rescheduled the case for July 22nd for a potential change of plea or trial setting. Sanchez faces four felony counts of aggravated assault, causing serious physical injury, and two counts of felony endangerment. Weed also ordered that both Sanchez and his attorney must appear in person for the next hearing if a plea agreement will be accepted. The charges stem from a violent collision on October 21, 2023, at the U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint on eastbound Interstate 8 near Milepost 17. Sanchez was driving a Ford F-150 pickup that allegedly entered the checkpoint at a high rate of speed, slamming into the back of a stationary vehicle before striking crash barriers and checkpoint structures staffed by agents. The vehicle continued forward, eventually colliding with a third vehicle and overturning onto its driver's side. One passenger in the truck was partially ejected. A total of eight individuals were injured in the crash, including the two Border Patrol agents, both of whom sustained critical injuries. Victims were transported to Yuma Regional Medical Center, which is now on VITA, and trauma centers in Phoenix. Sanchez remains out of custody pending further court proceedings. Next, this is just a notice that the military police train on the southern border. It's by Second Lieutenant Erica Esterly from June 17th. U.S. soldiers assigned to the 759th Military Police Battalion, 89th Military Police Brigade, assigned to Joint Task Force Southern Border, drive Polaris Razor vehicles with U.S. Border Patrol agents in Yuma, Arizona, on June 5, 2025. MRZR training equips soldiers with the skills and confidence needed to navigate austere desert environments effectively, ensuring they can support the southern border mission objectives. Under the direction of the U.S. Northern Command, Joint Task Force Southern Border aligns efforts to seal the southern border and repel illegal activity, and is responsible for full-scale, agile, and all-domain operations, which will allow for more effective and efficient DOD operations. Next, San Luis Animal Control is looking for owners of stray dogs. This is by James Gilbert, Sun staff writer, from June 17th. The San Luis Police Department's Animal Control Unit is looking for the owners of two stray dogs that it recovered over the weekend in separate incidents. On Friday, June 13th, at about 7:40 p.m., officers picked up a brown and black German Shepherd in the area of Joe Ordonio Park. The following morning, on Saturday, June 14th, around 7:30 a.m., a brown and white beagle was found near the intersection of Lakin Drive and Dominguez Drive. Both dogs are currently being housed at the Humane Society of Yuma. Owners who believe one of the dogs may belong to them are urged to contact the Humane Society as soon as possible. The Humane Society will hold each dog for 5 days from the date of intake before making them available for adoption. Humane Society of Yuma is located at 4050 South Avenue, 4½ East in Yuma. Reach the shelter at 928-782-1621. Hours of operation are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Mondays through Saturdays, and noon to 4 p.m., Sundays. Residents are encouraged to keep pets secured and properly identified to help facilitate quicker reunification in the event they become lost. Next, Yuma man sentenced to probation in drug case tied to multi-agency raid. This article is by James Gilbert, a Sun staff writer, from June 17th. A Yuma man arrested in connection with a major drug raid last month was sentenced Tuesday morning in Yuma County Superior Court to 24 months of intensive probation with no additional jail time. Miguel Angel Martinez, 39, appeared before Judge Darcy Weed, who confirmed his previous guilty plea to one count of possession of drug paraphernalia as part of a plea agreement. "There has been a previous determination of your guilt by way of your guilty plea," Weed said during the hearing. Martinez was represented by attorney Jorge Lozano. As part of the agreement, more serious charges related to drug possession were dismissed. Martinez was one of three men arrested on Monday, May 5, 2024, during a multi-agency narcotics operation that uncovered nearly 11,000 counterfeit fentanyl pills and other illegal substances at a residence in the 900 block of East 25th Place in Yuma. At approximately 6:36 a.m. that day, the Yuma County Narcotics Task Force executed a search warrant at the home with assistance from Homeland Security Investigations, U.S. Border Patrol, the Yuma County Sheriff's Special Response Team, and the Yuma Police Department's Special Enforcement Team. During the search, canine officer Aisha located 10,992 blue M30 pills, counterfeit fentanyl designed to mimic oxycodone hypochloride, with an estimated street value of $32,976. Also seized was a loaded firearm, a vial of liquid methamphetamine, 3.44 grams of crystal meth, and various items of drug paraphernalia consistent with street-level sales. Martinez, according to court records, had arrived at the residence several hours before the raid to smoke meth and fell asleep inside the residence. He was arrested after a small plastic bag containing methamphetamine was reportedly found in his possession. Also arrested at the scene were Jacob Cody Allison, 41, and Oscar John Aguilar, 42, both of Yuma. Allison and Martinez were initially booked on charges of possession of a dangerous drug and possession of drug paraphernalia. Aguilar faces more serious allegations, including possession of a narcotic for sale, possession of a firearm during a drug offense, being a prohibited possessor, and additional drug-related charges. Court records show that Martinez's plea and subsequent probation sentence stemmed solely from the paraphernalia charge. My two obituary notices, the first, Letitia Letty Annette Villarreal, August 7th, 1993 to May 31st, 2025. She was 31, passed away on May 31st in Yuma. She was born in Yuma and graduated from Yuma High School in 2012. She worked as a waitress at Brewer's Restaurant and Sports Bar at the Yuma International Airport and Crazy Earl's Cocktails and Pool in Fortuna, Fort Hills. Viewing and visitation held Wednesday, that was June 18th, from 5 to 9 p.m. The chapel service takes place at the same venue on Thursday, June 19th at 9 a.m., followed by a graveside service at 10 a.m. at Desert Lawn Memorial Park. And Linda Connie Anderson, age 71, of Yuma, passed away June 5th, 2025 in Yuma. She was born in Kigman, and burial will be at the National Memorial Cemetery of Arizona. Cremation and arrangements entrusted to Sanchez Dombrowski Funeral Home. Meet the candidate. My first article, this is Gary Swing. He's a candidate for CD7. This article is from June 17th. Editor's note, July 15th is the special primary election to fill the U.S. House seat left for vacant by the death of Representative Raul Grijalva. These are some of the candidates running for Arizona's 7th Congressional District. These question and answers are part of an ongoing Yuma Sun series called Meet the Candidates. Gary Swing. Family. I have a girlfriend. My mother and two sisters live in Tucson. I have another sister in Canada and a brother in New Jersey. I am child-free by choice. Education. Bachelor's degree in political science and master's degree in public administration, University of Colorado. Party, Green. What do you feel is the most important duty of this office? Representing people. Unfortunately, the U.S. still has an 18th century political system designed in secret by wealthy white men, mostly slaveholders. Their system excluded 94% of the population from representation. The U.S. Senate, the Electoral College, and winner-take-all elections are relics of slavery. 95 countries now use proportional representation voting methods to secure fair, inclusive, multi-party representation in government. I advocate for a modern system of government with a unicameral Congress, elected by proportional representation, and a parliamentary system to decentralize authority away from an imperial presidency. Everyone should have fair representation in government. One issue on which you would focus to improve Yuma's quality of life. Humanity faces many critical challenges. Public policy should be rooted in empathy and compassion, trying to help people secure their basic needs at a time when we also face converging ecological catastrophes on a scale unprecedented in human history. I support livable wage laws and a universal basic income sufficient to lift families out of poverty. I support a single-payer Medicare for all healthcare system. I support public funding for education through the college level. I support public funding for family planning programs at all levels to secure women's reproductive freedom of choice. Skills and experiences that would be beneficial in your elected position. I think empathy and compassion are essential. I have worked in coalitions with people from across the political spectrum. I look beyond establishment politics to see what has been done elsewhere. I'm willing to look at the reality of ecological threats to the sustainability of life on Earth. What led to your decision to run for this office? I was an activist in various green organizations on and off from 1985 through 2018, mostly in Colorado. In 2017, Colorado's Green Party was taken over by an eco-socialist faction that banned anyone who wasn't part of their faction from participating in the party. I wanted to test the waters by participating in the Arizona Green Party's endorsement process to get a sense of where party activists stand. What is your mission and vision? I consider myself a kiwi lime green. Green on the outside, green on the inside. I support the green values of nonviolence, ecology, grassroots democracy, and social justice. I want to see the Green Party grow as an inclusive party that stands for peace and justice. The Arizona Green Party has the potential to nominate dozens of candidates for state and congressional offices in 2026. I want to encourage other people to stand up and run for office themselves. And I'll mention here that you're listening to the Yuma Sun on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Continuing with my article here, how do you plan to involve residents in your decision-making process? CD7 is a solidly Democratic district. No alternative party candidate has been elected to any seat in Congress since 1970. I have a $0 candidacy with a very limited physical campaign. It's easy to communicate with me by phone or email, but frankly, I won't be elected under the existing system. I'm not a professional politician. It's important for office holders to have community meetings, policy working groups, and a responsive staff for communicating with their constituents. What are the top two goals you hope to achieve while in office? A single member of Congress cannot achieve policy goals alone. I am unequivocally opposed to foreign military aid and foreign military intervention. I agree with South Africa's case charging Israel with genocide and apartheid against the people of Gaza. The U.S. should end military aid to Israel, stop vetoing UN resolutions, secure humanitarian aid for starving people in Gaza, and support a secular government with constitutional protection of human rights. I support a nonviolent, humanitarian foreign policy with a campaign to end world hunger. I'm deeply concerned about attacks against immigrants. I support asylum for immigrants whose lives or safety are threatened by deportation. I support freedom of migration as a fundamental human right. I consider open borders to be the ideal. There should be a reasonable, efficient pathway for legal asylum, migration, and international employment, with due process and legal representation for immigrants. Don't separate families. I support the abolition of ICE and the shutdown of immigration detention centers. What are the two biggest challenges facing the district, and how would you alleviate them? The biggest challenges facing Arizona and the world are environmental. The reality people prefer to ignore is that the ecological impact of human industrialized civilization passed the sustainable capacity of the Earth around 1970. If the average person on Earth had as much impact as the average person in the United States does today, the Earth could not sustain a human population of more than 1.5 billion people. There are currently about 8.2 billion people on Earth. Humans are just one of millions of species on Earth. People and livestock have displaced 96% of wildlife mammal biomass. Agriculture drives mass extinction of wildlife species, climate change, soil degradation, and water pollution. We need to transition to a steady state economy based on environmental sustainability. This includes ending subsidies for fossil fuels and nuclear energy, converting to clean energy sources, and implementing true cost pricing to include pollution taxes in the cost of products. We need to transition to permaculture and organic farming. William Rees, the originator of ecological footprint analysis, estimates that the Earth could sustain a maximum human population of somewhere between 1 and 2 billion people with a reasonable standard of living if people in wealthy industrialized nations reduced their per capita ecological footprint by about 75%. We have passed the limits of growth. A survivable future requires both a rapid decrease in ecological footprints and lower birth rates. What is one thing you want voters to know about you? My agenda is human rights first. My perspective is the government should strive to help people, not hurt them. Today's political climate in the United States is toxic. We should treat each other with respect and compassion as we face great challenges to the long-term survival of life on Earth. Why should this community vote for you? I see myself as a message candidate. I don't ask for anyone's vote. I encourage people to make conscientious choices. Vote your values if you choose to vote. I see my differences with the other Green candidate, Eduardo Quintana, as more a matter of language and style rather than a substantive difference in policy. He talks about class warfare. I advocate progress through evolution, not revolution. He uses the label eco-socialist. I don't. I support the green values of nonviolence, ecology, grassroots democracy, and social justice. I want to see the Green Party grow as an inclusive party that stands for peace, justice, and environmental sustainability. I encourage more people to run as Greens in 2026. My next candidate for CD7, Jimmy Rodriguez, this article by June 17th. Family. I'm a proud husband and father, deeply rooted in Arizona's values of family and community. My wife and I have built our life, raising our children to cherish this country's spirit. The loss of my son fuels my commitment to serve families facing hardship. As a family man, I'm running to ensure every AZ07 household has the safety, opportunity, and support they deserve. Education. My education blends formal training with hands-on experience, shaping my ability to serve. I attended ITT Technical Institute Young, studying electronic circuits, which laid the foundation for my work in vehicle performance technology. I also completed helicopter flight training, earning my private pilot license and rotorcraft certification very young, honing skills in precision and problem solving. The majority of my expertise in data acquisition, business management, and technical innovation comes from real-world experience as a business owner. These practical lessons drive my commitment to deliver solutions for our district's families, from border security to economic growth. Party, Republican. What do you feel is the most important duty of this office? The most important duty of a U.S. congressman is to represent the diverse interests of every AZ07 resident, ensuring their voices shape federal policy. This means being accessible through open offices, town halls, and direct communication, and tirelessly addressing constituents' concerns with practical solutions. When I lost my son, elected officials ignored my calls for help, teaching me the pain of being unheard. I'm running to be the representative I needed, advocating for secure borders, economic opportunity, and family empowerment, while delivering answers and results with transparency and accountability. One issue on which you would focus to improve Arizona's and Yuma's quality of life. I'll focus on economic growth to transform Yuma's quality of life. As a business owner, I've battled federal regulations that choke small businesses and farmers. I'll open a district office in Yuma, staffed primarily by locals deeply engaged with Yuma County, such as farmers, chamber members, and community leaders, to ensure residents' needs drive my work. I'll advocate for our Yuma Small Business Hub, offering free workshops on digital marketing and loan access, targeting 500 new jobs in 3 years. I'll secure $10 million in federal grants for broadband expansion to connect 5,000 rural households and fund water-efficient irrigation systems. These steps will empower entrepreneurs, strengthen agriculture, and create opportunities for Yuma families to thrive. Skills and experience that would be beneficial in your elected position. As a business owner for over 20 years, I've sharpened problem-solving, financial management, and leadership skills, navigating complex regulations in the community. My data acquisition expertise, honed in my vehicle performance business, allows me to spot small details, adapt quickly, and identify improvement skills I'll use to address AZ07's needs. Thousands of miles and many years of off-road racing taught me resilience and strategic preparation. After my son's death, I fought unresponsive systems, learning to advocate fiercely and initiate change despite officials' silence. With strong personal skills, I build trust and connect with people, essential for bipartisan negotiation. These experiences, rooted in my deep Arizona ties, will help me represent constituents effectively and deliver results in Congress. What led to your decision to run for this office? The loss of my son, Jimmy Jr., and the silence from elected officials I begged for help drove me to run for Congress. That pain showed me Arizona needs a representative who listens and serves, not ignores. As a business owner, husband, and father, I'm running to be that voice. What is your vision and mission? My vision is a safe, thriving district where Yuma, Nogales, and Tucson flourish. My mission is to secure our borders with 500 more Border Patrol agents, drive job growth through a Yuma small business hub, and empower families with opportunity. I'll donate $154,000 of my $174,000 salary to fund youth programs and veteran services, putting skin in the game. My mobile app will streamline communication, ensuring every resident can reach me and I work for them. How do you plan to involve residents in your decision-making? I'll ensure AZ07 residents shape my decisions through direct and inclusive engagement. My mobile app, now in beta, empowers constituents to read bills, vote on key issues, and message me directly. And I'm afraid that's all the time that we have today. So sorry we can't finish that article, but I really want to thank you for staying with me. The Wall Street Journal is next. I hope you can have a smile today.